dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on what I think of as the war for the free world. I have long believed that one of the most vexing and serious and, interestingly enough, potentially transformative challenges we face in this war for the free world is with respect to the dependency we currently have, to some extent for energy in general, but most especially for transportation fuels, on sources of supply that are neither reliable nor, well, aligned with us. I'm very pleased to have, for a very special program of Secure Freedom Radio, a man who is not just talking about this problem, and not just thinking about it even creatively, but somebody who is actually doing something about it. He is Yossi Hollander. He is the co-founder of the Fuel Freedom Foundation, a very successful high-tech entrepreneur and philanthropist who has invested time, energy, and money in a new film, which is beginning to roll out in theaters across the country, including in Washington, D.C. this weekend, called Pump. And I couldn't be more pleased to have him with us to talk about both the movie and the larger initiative of which it is a very important part. Yossi Hollander, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you with us.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you, Frank.
So there is this movie, Pump. I confess I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it this weekend. But talk a little bit about the movie, what prompted you to decide to make it, and, you know, who's in it and what the takeaway should be from it.
So this is a movie about our love of the car, actually, and how we've been taken for a ride. So it actually shows you in the beginning how we got to where we are, to our, all the bad things that happened to us because of oil. That is the defense problem we have, the security problem, the funding of terror, the cost to the American consumer, the air pollution. We take you through all that road that shows you why is it so bad and why are we still addicted to it after 100 years. But I think what's different about this movie, it also shows us a very realistic way out. So we are really, really right now at the point that we have both the technology and the resources and all the other components in the market to actually get us away from oil into cheaper, cleaner, American-made fuels.
We're going to talk about each of these in turn in the course of this hour-long conversation with Yossi Hollander, but tell us a little bit about who's in the movie. This is a broad, as I understand it, cross-section of people of different political perspectives, technological proficiencies, and expertises. How did you put this team together?
Well, part of it is we had a very good director and who's very experienced in it, but part of it is because we are, as a foundation, a nonpartisan effort. I don't think I've ever seen a pump in the United States that says Republican or Democrat on it. We all pay the same price, and so we decided instead of being a promotion of a specific fuel, as I told to somebody, you know, if we made a movie that on all the fuels that everybody in the foundation and around the movie liked, we'll have a 3-hour long movie. And if we didn't include any fuel that somebody didn't like, we would have a 30-minute movie. So the point is that we're presenting options. This is a movie about choice, that actually we as Americans should have choice. And therefore, we brought people from various places. So we have people from the environmental community. We have technologies. We have people from the right. We have people who are for natural gas. We have people who are for ethanol. We have people who are for electric car. Elon Musk is in the movie. John Hofmeister is one of the stars of the movie. John, former president of Shell. We have people from opinion makers in the security area. We have people from NRDC. This is a movie about various aspects of the oil problem. NRDC is one of the National Resource Defense Council. That's one of the largest environmental organizations. And the point is to show different point of view of the same problem, different places. We went to four countries around the world and 40 places in the United States. We want to bring a cross-section of America, a cross-section of what's happening in the world, so people can have a little bit more of an objective view of the, what the options. It's not the one or that option.
And Yossi, one of the things that, as you've said, brings us all together is not only our shared dependency, as things stand now, on these transportation fuels, a considerable portion of which come from offshore, even today, as we are producing more of the stuff here as well. You also have made the point, and it obviously brings some of these strange bedfellows, shall we say, together, is that we're all breathing the same air. We're all facing the same terrorist threat. Talk a little bit, if you would, about those two pieces. What is it that these fuel choices might do for the quality of the air we breathe, and how might they impact upon this this threat that emerges, much of it from sources that are funding it with our petrodollars?
So those are two different subjects. I'll go first with the air and then go to the petrodollars. So if you think about it, most people are not aware, most of the air pollution we breathe comes from cars, comes from oil. Yes, we still have pollution from coal, but most of the air pollution in most areas in the country, especially in big cities where we have a huge concentration of cars, comes from driving our own cars. Now, we believe that most of the fuel that exists in the market today that could replace or compete with oil are cleaner and cheaper, whether it be electricity, whether it be methanol, whether it be ethanol, and natural gas. They all emit to the air less particles than gasoline. And that is important. I mean, some of us remember the 20, 30 years ago, the air was really much dirtier, and we managed to clean it to a degree. But there's still a long way to go, and that is very, very important. I mean, I think every American does. Nobody wants their kids to breathe bad air.
We're going to talk more about these various options in the next segment, but just staying with this principal question, if we were able to reduce our dependency upon oil, let's say, principally from places like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and, you know, other parts of the Middle East, whence springs this jihadism inspired by Sharia. What would the impact be, in your assessment, Yossi Hollander, of the Fuel Freedom Foundation, on the kinds of threats that we're facing, all of us now?
I think if you think about the history of the biggest threat, we had for about 100 years or 50, 70 years, we faced a threat from the communist side of the world. And we kind of fought all kinds of small skirmishes around the world. Some of them were larger, like in Vietnam, but overall different local wars around the world. And we never actually won anything until we decided we want to defund them. And we won actually against communism by defunding communism. And some of it was a play on energy, but some of it was also starting a race which they couldn't compete for new weapons, the Star Wars program. So it was a combination of those efforts together.
This is a critically important point, and I'm so glad you've made it, Yossi, because I've often said on this program and elsewhere that what we're confronting, once again, not unlike during Reagan's time with the strategy to defeat a totalitarian ideology bent on our destruction, is another totalitarian ideology bent on our destruction. And here, as in the last one, a mobilizing of all of our national assets and capabilities is in order if we're to survive. And it happens that here, as in that previous instance, energy might play a significant role in defunding our enemies and protecting our people. And I want to come back in the next block, and we have, I'm very pleased to say, a full hour with Yossi Hollander, an extraordinary entrepreneur in the IT space in particular, and philanthropist, a man who co-founded the Fuel Freedom Foundation and who has been a driving force in the effort to try to bring fuel choice to the American people. Now, one of the architects of and enablers of a new film called Pump, which we're discussing in this hour with him, that explains what fuel choice is about, what kinds of capabilities would we need to have to enable our people to exercise it, and what is it going to take for us to have fuel choice. We'll address that and more with Yossi Hollander, straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.